These are testimonies that were shared by our church family during our Thanksgiving service on November 21st.
To get things started, Jackie and Jack left this week to go down to Arizona, as they'll mention here, and they'll be the winter down there. And so knowing that we were going to have this time of Thanksgiving, she wrote me a letter and said, "Would you please share this?" So this is from Jackie Heiser. "I am still praising my Heavenly Father for all His caring for me. It has been remarkable that the surgery that was performed for my tumor, no pain medications involved, nor bruising of the face. I also have regained back lots of things that I thought I had to accept as a part of getting older. As far as Jack's circumstance, he is doing very well with the dementia, and heart condition seems to be on hold. The purpose of it all is an eye-opening for what he has done for us and to draw us closer to him. I am getting back a new life with a wonderful outlook on life again. I love my church family at PCC again and again for all the prayers that carried us through this time. Our plans are to be in Yuma, Arizona for the winter. We will miss you, but God again has blessed us with another church family of His in Yuma. Thank you, Jesus, for being our Savior, and we owe all the glory to you. Amen." So praise God for this sharing from Jackie.
My name is Helen Nurger. I've gone to this church for many, many years. And as most of you know, I've just gone through an ordeal that I have no words to thank and praise the Lord for bringing me through it, for my family and my church family especially. Everybody has provided prayers and things that I needed, and I just love everyone here, and I thank you.
You know, we're supposed to say how thankful we are to God for all His blessings. And I do. I went to the same church till I went in the Navy. I was saved and baptized at 12 years old. Then the Navy taught me how to get drunk, smoke like a chimney. Well, I'm not in the Navy anymore. I don't smoke. I don't any alcohol. My mother died of lung cancer from smoking. Many people that I know, so if you smoke, please don't. And Romans 23 says the wages of sin are death. And I would have died, but I rededicated my life to Christ over 15 years ago. And since then, I've taught Sunday school in Missouri, Bible study, and I preached at group homes and did my best for the Lord. And I got ordained September the 5th, 2020, and I eagerly wait to give a message in front of this church, but I'm not going to take up all the time. And God bless all of you, and thank you.
Thank you, Larry.
Good morning, everyone. There's so much to thank God for. It's like, where do you begin? You know, I think if we all had documents on what God has done for us, this building wouldn't even be big enough to hold it all, you know. Well, one thing, the ultimate thing I want to thank God for is the cross, His grace and mercy that saved us all. We do not deserve that. We have let Him down so many times, but He chose to come and show His grace and mercies. I'm very thankful for what God has done in my life. I grew up going to cults, cult religions and stuff like that. But He knew in my heart that I was seeking Him, and He ended up saving me. I thank God for my family, for my sons, for what God has done in our family through these last few years, too. God, you know, I know we all get hit with hard stuff, and it's to be expected. But God wonderfully, without realizing or even understanding how God will do it, and we don't need to understand, He just does it. And He is a great God. I thank God for this church family. I can truly and honestly say I'm grateful for every one of you that we've come to know, for the support and the love that is here. We all go through our hard times in the body sometimes, but ultimately, there's a lot of love here. And I just want to praise God and thank God for everything that He's done and for all of you.
Thank you.
Good morning. My name's Mary Bonham Anderson. I've been with the church for about 20 years, and I thought I belonged to it, but then they couldn't find my paperwork. So I went to class, and I joined again, and now I am a member. But I have so much to be grateful for. This past year, beginning in January, I broke my foot. So I was in a boot. And then in August, I fell and fractured 3 discs in my spine. I was in the hospital for 14 days. But through God's prayer, my family, and Corrupt Community Church, I stand here today. I was on a walker for a couple of months. Then I was on a cane. But as you can see, they're both gone today. Thank you, Corrupt Community Church.
Amen.
God bless you both.
Thank you, Mary. And you were a part of the church the whole time, even if we lost your paperwork. So.
Hi, I'm Evelyn, and I've been a member of this church, but I live in a facility where we were locked down for well over a year. We couldn't go out anywhere or see anybody, not even family. So I'm just thankful that now I can get back to church. My son works up in the upstairs there. So I'm just very, very thankful to be back here again.
Amen. Thank you.
I will do my very best not to choke up. July of 2020, I lost my son. He was only 48. He died of a brain tumor. And then this past July, we finally got to have his memorial ceremony. And I came home, and all this time I've been thinking that this is Bill's journey, not mine. And so it made it difficult to grieve the way most of us do, to sit around crying all the time. But the other night, I had a message from Facebook from a friend who had moved away a couple years ago, and I was telling her about that. And the last thing I told her, which it was like it opened my eyes, the loss of my son has strengthened my relationship with God. I can't explain why, but it really has. And so it's made it easier to lose my best friend in last January, my dog a year ago. And, you know, life is, when you get older, life is full of loss, but it's also full of great stuff. My brother lives with me now, and that's great. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Mary Ragdale, and I don't want to take up a lot of time, but I just want to thank God and let you all know that God has brought me through. I have suffered with mental illness for years, and God has blessed me and shown me what to do and brought me to a calm. And now I have the right therapies and the right medication, and I'm finally at peace. And so I want to thank God for that. I want to thank God for my church family. I want to thank God for getting me through one of the most horrible times in my life when I was a serious substance abuser and God took it away from me. And He's given me a beautiful husband and a beautiful wife and my beautiful church family. And I want to thank Pastor Keith and Kim as well. And God bless you all.
Thank you, Mary.
Hello, I'm Tiffany. I just wanted to get up here and say I have so many things to be thankful for. But like Diana said, I lost my daughter 3 years ago. Her eternal birthday is December 6th. And I have to be thankful that she's in heaven with Him and all that she went through is all over. No more tears, no more drugs, no more. She's just up there happy. So I have to say thank you, God, for that, because it's brought me so much closer to Him. And Anyways, and I want to say I'm very thankful for my wonderful husband, Keith, and my children and grandchildren. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Tiffany.
I'll try not to take the full 3 minutes. My name is Lynn Ivy, and I had to write down, I say thank you to the Lord hundreds of times a day, it feels like. And I don't want you to think and hear me up here rambling, so I wrote it down. And I narrowed it down to the word thankful. So for each letter, I concentrated on a word that would help me. And the T is for the timing, God's timing. For richer or poorer, and sickness and health, it's perfect whether I like it or not. God will and has provided my needs. God will and has delivered me, and God will and will rescue me. H is the Holy Bible. This never-ending story from Genesis to Revelation is my roadmap along the narrow path where Jesus will guide me safely home. Thank God. The A is for anchor. Anchor for my soul. Through the calm seas or the rough storms in my life, Jesus is my hope and my anchor. N, nailed to the cross. Jesus paid it all, and it's all to him I owe. Kindness, K, kindness of others and kindness to others. God showed his great love and kindness by giving his son, Jesus Christ, who died for me. F is for my family, my husband, my son, my daughter, their spouses, and children, and my grandchildren. U, unlimited and unfathomable way that my life has changed. L is the love for this church family, brothers and sisters in Christ that we share, and we have so much in common. As we gather to study God's word and pray together, our daily walk in Jesus Christ is our saving grace. And Psalm 114, enter his gate with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. Thankful.
Amen. Thank you, Lynn.
I thank God that he sent Vince to me 46 years ago. And neither one of us were going to church anymore. We had both kind of turned away. And we decided, God kept calling. I know God kept calling because we started church 46 years ago. But I want to say this, I have learned more in this church than I have any other church I've ever been to. And I thank Keith for that because he challenges me all the time. If I kind of get mixed up a little bit, he'll say, now, are you sure? And he makes me think. And I really appreciate Dig Deeper and this church and the church family that I have made and the friends I have made here. And I thank God and praise God for that every day.
Thank you, Jenny.
Good morning. I'm Diane Durth, and I was actually here in first service and wasn't quite brave enough to come forward. Like a lot of you, it's been a really hard year for health and deaths and family issues. And I made a comment in Bible study the other night about this is the year that just keeps giving. I'm wrong. God's grace is what keeps giving. Through all of it, God's grace will get us through. There's nothing in this world that's going to be thrown at us that won't get us through. So thankful for our family here, for all their help and support, because when Charles passed, I couldn't even leave my house for 14 days. I was in isolation and I was in tears, but I found an app on my phone that read the Bible to me. So when I couldn't sleep, I did that. So as many of you said, God pulls us closer to us through the hard times.
Thank you so much, Diane. Thank you for coming back to share that, too.
Thank you, Pastor. I have so much to be thankful for, and just very quickly I'll try to cover just a few key points. First of all, a very loving God, a compassionate God. Someday I'll maybe share a story about a literally miraculous healing when I was 18 years old. But I thank God for that and for the life he's given me since then and the good health. I'm so grateful for the teachings that are available from Pastor Keith, from Pastor Caleb, through the internet, through the sources we have today are just amazing for guiding us. Number three is a very loving bride of many years. I'm so grateful for her and her compassion for all people. Very grateful for the opportunity of just being a very small cog in an organization called Global Hope Network International, and their compassion for caring for the widows and the orphans and the people. I do a lot of travel on their behalf. Sometimes my wife goes with me. Sometimes I go places she cannot go. But one of the blessings of this travel is the blessing of coming home, because we are so privileged in this country. We're sitting here in a comfortable church, covered church, with heating, with air conditioning, the same in our homes, or at least we're sheltered. Don't forget to thank God, and I do almost every day, for being born here in the United States and growing up. And those of you that weren't born here, that are here now, yes, you know the blessings of being here. So I thank again the leadership of this church for their support for Global Hope and for the support of Jan and I and for your prayers and your support. God bless you.
Thank you.
Wow. This is really a great Thanksgiving time. I, too, had to write things down. Otherwise, you'd be here about 2 hours. Dear BCC family, this is a very special Thanksgiving year for me. I marvel at the doors I entered with God and the many things he had brought before me. During the last 3 months, I was taken to a very low health condition with COVID, and Wanda was recovering from her illness with COVID. And I was informed we were to have another great-grandchild to be born in 2022. My son Leo and daughter Anne was taking charge of our care and our needs. During the weakest time of my health, I was at peace, leaving everything in God's hands and telling my family that I believe God was preparing me to be with Jesus, my Savior. I was thankful God was there through each door I entered in life, and I would soon be with him. Then, with the added prayers, to my surprise, God had other plans, and he used the medical staff, my son, Leo, daughter Anne, and my wonderful wife, Wanda. He helped me as I began to strengthen to where I am today, shaking. I thank God that he was molding me through the extreme health condition to be, once again, moving forward with the prison ministry with a different approach to the 2022 ministry. I thank God for my family, and you, my PCC family, that was there for me. And Wanda, we are now able to be here together and continue this journey with you as God continues to mold me. Thank you.
Thank you, Leo. Thank you. Good morning. My name's Dave Goodman, and I have to change my approach a little bit because Brother Leo just got up here. Because one of the great thanks that I have to give is for Brother Leo and several of the others who have been in the men's group for the last 4 years. So the most important thing is I'm thankful that Jesus Christ saved me 4 years and 6 days ago, and that has made some dramatic changes in my life. Some were instantaneous, and some have really taken quite a bit of time and work through counsel from strong brothers in Christ, through the men's group, through studying the Bible. So people who knew me before being saved would have said, in a nice way, I can be a little harsh. There are much stronger explicatives that might have gone with their terms at the time, however. Not too many people in here know me from those days, but brothers like Leo may have seen some changes in me over time. Again, on that harshness. And Brother Vath was instrumental in showing me a gentler and kinder way, and I thank you very much for that. He tolerated me as I was harsh and offensive at times. The recent studies in the adult discipleship class have been very instrumental, especially when we were talking about mortification of sin and pride. And I'm just thankful God has been working in me. My heart is definitely different now, but sometimes my habitual responses are still not where they need to be. So I ask all of you to call me out when I show that harshness and correct me and offer me a chance to behave in a better way. So thank you all.
Thank you, Dave.
I am Leo Vath, Jr. There's a lot of things that I'm grateful for. I'm grateful for my wife, family, parents, neighbors, friends, and relationships my wife and I have made at PCC. I am grateful for the support of PCC family, you, in showing the love of Christ and for the prayers of healing and protection when my parents had COVID and my wife and I was caring for them. God has blessed me in many ways, but it would not be possible without the grace and love God has shown me and the faith he has given me in his son, Jesus Christ. It is this relationship and fellowship he has given me in the spirit that I am very thankful for because it has changed my life. In him, I have strength to endure this world. Ephesians 3:16, that according to the riches of his glory, he may grant you to be strengthened with power through his spirit in your inner being. In him, I have the ability to overcome the world by the faith he has given me in Jesus Christ. 1 John 5:4, for everyone who has been born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. In him, I am able to stand here before you and express my gratitude and faith in serving my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. In him, God continues to create me and you into the image of his Son, showing the fruits of the Spirit and being a light to others by our actions and witnessing. I am truly grateful for the peace God has given me in doing his will versus mine, and would not trade it for the world. Romans 12:2. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. In God I am blessed and forever grateful.
Thank you, Leo. I invite our children up to the front now for our children's time. Today, as you've heard, we're doing a time of people sharing what God has done for them and expressing thanksgiving. So I want you to share what you're thankful for today.
I hope people feel better, and I don't want them to get hurt, and I don't want people to not get sick.
And what are you thankful for?
I thank you for
You keep those wheels turning, all right? We'll get to that. Thank you very much. Who else wants to share?
I'm thankful for food. I'm thankful for TV. I'm thankful for the holidays, and I'm thankful that we all get to gather around and come to church to learn about God.
All right. Thank you very much.
I'm thankful for Christmas when Christ's birthday is.
Amen.
I'm thankful for my family and all my friends.
I'm thankful for Christmas.
For Christmas? You're thankful for Christmas too? Good.
Thanksgiving.
And Thanksgiving. That's a great thing.
And my friends.
Okay. Thank you very much. Tell me what you're thankful for.
My bottle.
For your brother.
And all of my friends.
All your friends. All right. Thank you. What are you thankful for?
I'm thankful for my family and everybody else at church.
Amen. Great job. What are you thankful for?
My family.
For your family?
My friends.
And your friends. I see some family here. You thankful for all of your family, even your brothers?
Yes.
Okay, great. Just making sure. Anybody else? You want to share again?
I thank you for making having good friend, and thank you for having brother and sisters, and thank you for Christmas and Thanksgiving and Halloween and Jesus' name. Amen.
All right, thank you very much.
Thank you for my family.
That's good.
My friends.
All right.
And my family.
Amen. Thank you.
His friends.
I'm also thankful for my mom's birthday, which is the day before Thanksgiving.
Hey, happy birthday, Mom. All right. Well, this week, since it is Thanksgiving on Thursday, I'm assuming that most of you are going to be gathered around for a big Thanksgiving meal. Do you like to do that on Thursday? And you'll be giving thanks to God for his provisions for you. And remember some of the things we've talked about here. And remember that it's always a good idea to share with others that you are thankful to God for what He's done. So let's pray right now. God, thank you for reminding us today that you are the God who gives us all good things and that we need to thank you for them. I thank you for the expressions of gratitude that have been expressed by these boys and girls here. And obviously they're being taught that they need to come to you with words of thanksgiving, and we are grateful for that too. So please bless as we continue this special service. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hi, I'm Linda Bailey, and I am one of the managers of the food pantry. The other one is Tammy Pittman. And, you know, for the food pantry has been going for 27 years. It was begun by Barbara Self, and 5 years ago I took it over. And we have just seen God work in so many amazing ways and bless the pantry so that we can bless the community. And during 2020, when the lockdown happened, we worked with the board and we prayed and we decided that we were definitely going to keep the pantry open because it was a vital and necessary part of our community. And God just protected us. No one got sick the entire time. The food kind of slowed down there for a while. The grocery stores weren't giving us much food, but it always came through. You know, people came with donations or whatever, and we established some new partnerships with Winco, and since then, it's just exploded. And I praise God for that, and I thank you, because the generosity of this church has just been tremendous, and we've been able to increase the things that we're giving out to our folks, Thanksgiving baskets, and you know, we are looking for some servants to come help us out, and we've got some interest so far, but, you know, just please contact me or whatever, and Mondays, Thursdays, or Fridays, and you don't have to work for several hours when the food gets processed. You can be done. So I just praise the Lord for everything that He's done for that. Thank you.
Thank you, Linda.
My name is Elaine Vale. I am so grateful for this church. You have been such a blessing to me and my husband of almost 63 years. Thank you for being who you are and being so faithful. I am going to have surgery tomorrow. I trust in the Lord. I go to Isaiah 40:31. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings of eagles. Yeah. Eagles, they shall walk and not fall. They shall run and not fall. I'm sorry, I misspoke, but God is faithful. Thank you.
I just want to say the Lord is worthy to be praised, and we have a lot to be thankful for. And first off, I want to say that I was raised in a home with verbal abuse. My dad was an alcoholic, but my dad's mother was a Christian. All my dad's brothers, they were all alcoholics, and it's just really amazing that my grandmother, she was the inspiration in our family. There was eight of us kids, and so mom and us kids, and my mom didn't drive, so we had to have rides to church. And I accepted the Lord in a small little Baptist church in Coolidge, Arizona, and so I'm very thankful, because I don't know where my life would have been. And then later on, as a teenager, Leo was sent from Georgia to Texas. He was in a very bad motorcycle accident, so he was sent there for specialists. I met him and married him 6 weeks later. It'll be 55 years on the 26th. So I'm very thankful for my loving husband. And I also want to thank my son, Leo, and Ann for being there for us during this COVID time. Leo was at the VA hospital. I was at another hospital, and I got word that Leo had the blood clots, and they still need to dissolve, so I asked your prayers for that. And but I had to let go and just leave it with the Lord, and so we're trusting the Lord through all this. And Leo and Ann went over and beyond in helping us, and it's just amazing. They were hopping from one end of the house to the other, so I'm very grateful. And also, I just want to say this past week, my other son is Jehovah's Witness. I have not seen him for 4 years, and he did come through, and I got to see him. And so I thank the God for that blessing. And I also want to thank PCC for all their prayers. Without those prayers, we wouldn't be here today. And I thank God for all my loving and caring friends and just how y'all welcomed us back through this time. And we know the Lord was there all the time.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Wanda. Now it's my turn to share for a few moments. In a few days, most of us will be enjoying sumptuous meals, hopefully surrounded by family and friends. Even for those who may not have family close by, the likelihood is that your primary Thursday meal will be at least a step up from normal, if not a full-blown feast. Isn't that right? That's our plan. My question is, will you be eating holy food? And I don't mean Swiss cheese. The food we eat may typically seem to be mundane. Not mundane in the sense of boring, but rather mundane in the technical sense of pertaining to the temporal, material things, as opposed to spiritual things. We don't normally think of certain foods as holy and others as unholy. Perhaps you consider the bread and juice of the Lord's Supper to be holy, but a holy turkey? I mean, even the phrase sounds somewhat sacrilegious. Sounds like something come out of a comic book. Holy turkey, Batman! But let's give this some serious thought for a moment. What does the term holy mean? It means to be set apart for God's special purposes. So when we use the term holy, we need to think in terms of something being set apart for God's special purposes. And certain things were holy under the Old Covenant. We typically refer to the Old Testament, but we look at it primarily as a section of the Bible prior to the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. But that's the Old Covenant, too. So the Old Covenant has to do with the way things were before the New Covenant was instituted. And there were certain things that were holy under the Old Covenant. We see that people can be holy. In the Old Testament, in the Old Covenant, the priests were said to be holy, obviously, because they were set apart for God's special purposes to perform the duties that were unique to those who were in the priesthood. And so we read in Leviticus 21:7, the priest is holy to his God. So people can be holy. But we also know that places can be holy. Most of us are very familiar with the story of Moses. We know about him being raised in the home of Pharaoh and then trying to defend his own extended family and murdering an Egyptian and then running for his life. And then he found himself in the land of Midian. And then while he was there, he was out taking care of sheep and he came across a burning bush out in the wilderness. And then God spoke to him out of that burning bush and said, take off your sandals. Why? Because the ground on which you are standing is holy ground. So places can be holy. That place where Moses met with God is said to have been holy. We also see in the Old Covenant that tables, dishes, boxes, and lampstands, among other things, can be holy. Regarding the various items that God directed Israel to put in the tabernacle, the center for worship, we read that God described them as holy vessels. 1 Kings 8:4 says, all the holy vessels that were in the tent, and the tent was the tabernacle where God would meet with his people. So that means that those plates, those utensils, the Ark of the Covenant, all the things that were in there were considered to be holy. So things can be holy. And now that we're talking about holy dishes, holy tables, it seems that we're getting a little closer to food. And yet, the references to these holy vessels are clearly the specific vessels that were connected to the furnishings of the tabernacle that were at the center of worship for the Jewish people. But also connected to the worship in the temple or the tabernacle, we do see that food can be holy. Going back to Exodus chapter 29, we learned that both meat and bread are said to be holy under certain circumstances. At the ordination of the newly appointed priests, both meat and bread offerings were made to God. And God said in Exodus 39:32, Aaron and his sons, the new priests, shall eat the flesh or the meat of the ram and the bread that is in the basket in the entrance of the tent of meeting, which was the tabernacle. They shall eat those things which make atonement was made with which atonement was made at their ordination and consecration, but an outsider shall not eat of them because they are holy. And he goes on, if any of the flesh, that is the meat for the ordination, or of the bread remain until the morning, then you shall burn the remainder with fire. It shall not be eaten because it is holy. So here we do have a reference to food being holy, both meat and bread. But does any of this that we've talked about now really apply to us today? I mean, I admit we do live in a wilderness, but there's no burning bush that we come across through which God speaks. And none of us have been anointed as Old Testament Hebrew priests to serve in the tabernacle with sacrificial offerings. And yet, it turns out that the Bible does have some very specific parallels here. Just as there were holy things under the Old Covenant, so there are holy things under the New Covenant. And indeed, we find that once again, people are holy. Specifically, every believer in Jesus Christ is said to be holy. I'm a believer in Jesus Christ. Most of you would profess to be believers in Jesus Christ. That means you're holy. Not just holy, but even specifically identified as belonging to the holy priesthood. So you are a part of the holy priesthood if you put your faith in Christ. 1 Peter 2:5 says, you yourselves, speaking to those who are followers of Christ, and that means me and you if you're a follower of Christ, you yourselves, like living stones, are being built up as a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. So people are holy. You and I are holy. And not just that spiritual part of us, but indeed our very physical bodies are holy. Now, I look at this physical body, and holiness is not the first word that comes to mind. But according to the scriptures, that physical body is holy because it should be set apart for God's special purposes. Romans 12:1 says, I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. So yes, this body does belong to God just as much as every other part of me belongs to God. And because of that, this body is, by definition, holy. It is set apart for God's holy purposes. Now you may be thinking to yourself, well, what does this have to do with holy turkeys? Or maybe you weren't thinking that, but you should be thinking that, because that's the question that I want to answer for you. What does this have to do with holy turkeys? And let me just suggest right now that turkeys can be holy. And if you're not into turkey for Thanksgiving, then the same can be said for barbecue ribs. Yes. Or roast beef, or pumpkin pie, or sweet potatoes, or green beans, or mashed potatoes and gravy. Even ham can be holy. Are you hungry yet? Yeah, we're getting there. Listen to these verses from the New Testament. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1. Now the Spirit expressly says that in the later times, some will depart from the faith by devoting themselves to deceitful spirits and teachings of demons, through the insincerity of liars whose consciences are seared, who forbid marriage and require abstinence from foods that God created to be received with thanksgiving by those who believe and know the truth. For everything God created is good, and nothing is to be rejected if it is received with thanksgiving, for it is made holy by the word of God and prayer. Everything created by God is made holy by prayer. Specifically, the prayers of thanksgiving according to God's holy word. It's right for us to stop before we eat and pray for God's blessings and thank God for what He has provided. And in that process, what we consume has become holy. When I bow my head and sincerely give thanks to the Lord for barbecue ribs, those ribs are made holy. That's what the Bible says. Now, in spite of all my talk about food, food is not the top item on my Thanksgiving list. I like to eat, and I'm truly thankful for the food that God gives me. But much higher on my list are things like my number one, that I am truly grateful for my salvation. The fact that God, in His mercy and grace, has provided Jesus Christ as the suitable sacrifice for my sins so that I could be forgiven and made right with Him and I can have assurance of eternity in heaven with my Savior. That's my number one thanksgiving. I truly thank God for that, and we all ought to be giving thanks for that on a regular basis. Next on my thanksgiving list would be my wonderful wife of 43 years. I am thankful that God has blessed us with these 43 years together. And I do thank God for having given me this special gift. And of course, I'm thankful for my family, for my four children, for my in-law children, for my grandchildren. We 10, 11 now. This will be 10? Okay. I'm trying to keep track. We've had a few foster kids who've been in and out. It's hard to keep track of those. But nonetheless, I'm thankful for all of my grandchildren. I'm thankful for my parents who raised us in the church to know Jesus at a young age. I'm thankful for my siblings, all of whom love Jesus and are following Him. I'm thankful for my church family. I love you. You are special to me, and I give God thanks for having allowed me the privilege of belonging to this family. And we are family. The testimonies that you've heard today are all focused, or many of them are focused on the fact that what we have here is special. We are united in Jesus Christ with all of our vast differences in background and upbringings and whatever experiences we may have had. Here we are together, and we're brothers and sisters in Christ. And I thank God for our church family. I'm thankful for Village Missions. Kim and I have been Village Missions for over 39 years. And now we're starting the next generation with Caleb and Amy. And I thank God for using Village Missions. It's not the only way that God works, but He has certainly used it in a big way in our lives and now continuing on. And of course, my list could go on and on and on and on. But let me conclude with this thought. Thanksgiving is connected to holiness. Thanksgiving is connected to holiness. Everything created by God, if it is received with thanksgiving, is made holy. If it is received with thanksgiving, is made holy. So here's my question to you. Do you see your Thanksgiving celebration as a holy event? It needs to be. When we're sitting around the table on Thursday, I'm assuming all of us are going to begin that time with expressions of thanks to God for the food that we're about to eat. It has come from God. He's the provider. And that's a holy event because as we receive that with thanksgiving, then that food is made holy by the word of God in prayer. A special day dedicated fully to Thanksgiving actually hints of a foretaste of eternity where we're going to be continually thanking God. We're told that there are those in the presence of the Almighty whose job description includes continually giving thanks to God who fully deserves all of that gratitude. Well, I want to give thanks today again to my Savior. As the scriptures in Colossians chapter 1 instruct me to, I give thanks to the Father who has qualified me to share in the inheritance of the saints in light. He has delivered me from the domain of darkness and transferred me to the kingdom of His beloved Son, in whom I have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. I'm thankful for that. Our Thanksgiving meals will definitely be temporal because I can guarantee you that 12 hours after I have stuffed myself full, I'll be back in the kitchen looking for more food. It's what we do. But Thanksgiving celebrations can and should have eternal value as we practice the discipline of gratitude and become increasingly aware of the immeasurable greatness of the blessings that we have from our Heavenly Father, received through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Pastor Caleb, please lead us in a closing prayer, and then a song.
Father, we are grateful that You have qualified us. I love that passage in Colossians, just the picture that it gives, that we have this inheritance that You have given to us. We could never deserve it. We have received the gift of salvation to kind of pull us up to that point where we would be sons and daughters, and yet You didn't leave us there. You went a step further than that, and You qualified us. You've granted us the holiness. You've given us that gift of being like Jesus as He continues to remake us, and we do ask that You would help us to be holy people, that as we celebrate this week particularly, whether this would be a time of great joy with a whole bunch of family members or a bit of a time of sorrow as we miss those whom You have called on, we pray that we would treat this, that we would sanctify the day, that we would set it apart, knowing that as we seek to do Your will, as we seek to live for You, that You do make things for Yourself, that You set things apart. We're grateful for that. Thank You for our family here today, and we are glad to sing as we pray in closing just this gratitude for our salvation.